She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Oh, yeah, it is. Let's have some fun. We had Rachel who made it through. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. I'm so nervous.
I am too. I don't think I could even do this.
You got this, Rachel.
I piddled a little during that last song, Rachel. He really did. It's so gross.
You're going to clean that
it's
up yourself,
gross.
Too.
It's so gross. Rachel, let's become best friends forever. Tell us all about you. Who is Rachel?
I am a Denver, Colorado native.
Okay.
A mom, and I work in cinema advertising. So I feel like I have a really good chance because...
In what kind of advertising?
Cinema.
Oh,
my company, yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
Wait, you have a job within the movies. Like,
boy.
Okay, now I'm nervous. Jeez, Rachel.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, you are.
So you market movies?
Not movies, so we do the pre-show at movie theaters.
Okay.
So Maria Menounos and all of that.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's great. This is awesome.
It's pretty great.
I love this because I love it when Katie gets beat. And I'm going to throw a twist into it.
I don't want to because Katie's the best. I love
no,
her.
She's fine, right? Don't.
No. Oh,
don't,
Rachel
she's
so
got
sweet.
A big enough head. Don't. Yeah.
No, every time, like, you, like, I just love you, Katie. You're such a delight, and so, like, I follow you on Instagram, and you just make me smile.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. Can we just give her the prize?
No,
please?
We're going to play it because I still want her to beat you.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to sweeten it for you too, Rachel. Every now and then I do this on a Friday. I switch the rules because Katie is such a diva. I want ties to go to the listener today.
So best
out of five wins. Ties go to Rachel if Rachel wins today.
Switching it up.
Did you say you're a mom too, Rachel?
Yeah. I have an 8-year-old.
Why don't you give your 8-year-old a shout-out? Because we'll make this a podcast, and you can download it and let your 8-year-old listen. So what's the kid's name?
She'll be so excited. It's Allie. Every morning when I drop her at school, I'm too afraid to do Fast Five. And she's like, Mom, you need to do it. And I'm like, I can't.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, maybe this will give you the guts to call in for Fast Five next week or something.
Yeah.
You know? You could call in anytime, Rachel.
Well, when you play this back, hi, Allie.
Hello.
You got a really cool mom, Allie.
Yes,
really
you
cool.
do.
All right, so Katie, we love you.
Aww,
that's all been discussed.
Too.
But get the hell out of the studio.
Okay, fine. Good luck, Rachel.
Get out of here. All right, Rachel, Katie leaves the studio so she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. Best out of five wins. Ties go to you today, Rachel.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to ask you the questions, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring Katie Cat back into the studio. So here we go. Your first question. Which movie popularized the quote, "Nobody puts baby in the corner"?
Dirty Dancing.
Kind of an easy one. All right, there's that one. In the movie John Wick, what event triggers John's revenge spree?
His dog dies, or someone kills his dog, bad guys.
Put you down for poor doggy. Third question. In the movie The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel give up to become human?
Her voice.
In the movie Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd and Harry drive to Aspen to return what?
A case of money.
All right. Your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What was Pee-wee Herman's real name?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
You want to do a pass on that one?
I don't know.
Did you want to just give me a name?
I'm going to call him Jimmy. I don't know. I have no idea.
Jimmy? Did you just say Jimmy?
Yes. Yeah.
Jimmy Herman.
All right. I have no idea.
That's all right. I got you down for Jimmy Herman. Who are you giggling with there? You were laughing?
So I had a coworker, I just pulled into my parking garage at my office, and so a coworker came on, and I was telling her about it.
Oh, gotcha.
We were giggling together.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I picked up, just to like tell Rachel, I was like, hey, we got a minute left, and she's all just laughing, and I'm like, man, you're having the time of your life.
Yeah, it's Good Friday for Rachel.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It is. It's a fun Friday. All right, so we brought Katie back into the studios. We'll see how she does. Same five questions, best out of five wins. Ties go to Rachel today. Katie, are you ready?
Let's go.
Which movie popularized the quote, nobody puts baby in a corner?
Dirty Dancing. Oh, that was easy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying it was.
You know, I probably was because Rachel got it right, too.
Oh, yay, Rachel.
They don't all have to be wicked hard.
Okay, good.
I like to throw you a bone every now and then.
I was just ready, like, anxious.
In the movie John Wick, what event triggers John's revenge spree?
Oh, I've never seen these movies.
Oh, really?
I guess I kidnap his kid. Me?
Kidnap his kid is. But Rachel got it right because the bad guys killed his dog.
Oh, a whole series on that, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Kind of violent, right?
I didn't know that, really.
Yucky.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Let's lighten things up. In the delightful movie, The Little Mermaid, one of my favorites.
Love that movie.
I've probably seen it 1,000 times.
Yes. Same, Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same.
I'm lying. what does Ariel give up to become human?
Oh, I'm not asking for much. Just your voice.
Yes!
Love that movie.
Guess what, Rachel? You did that one, too. Yay!
Okay. Oh, wow.
In the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Uh-huh.
You familiar?
Yes.
Sounds like some of the guys you've dated.
Hey.
Dumb and Dumber. Hey. Coming in hot with the dad jokes. Wrapping up the show with the dad jokes. Remember Larry and, or check that, Lloyd and Harry?
Yeah.
Or Larry, whatever.
There's one guy in.
They
yeah.
combined. They drove to Aspen to return what?
The briefcase. We just Samsonite.
I was way off.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a briefcase full of money. And Rachel, you got that one too.
Yay.
All right. Final question. What was Pee-wee Herman's real name?
I know it's Paul something, right? It's Paul. Is it Paul Herman?
Paul Herman, final answer.
Paul Herman. Oh, what was it?
It was Paul Reuben.
Oh, so close.
Rachel, you said Jimmy Herman, right?
I had no idea.
I'm trying to read my scribble.
You and me both, Rachel.
That was wrong. But I believe this ended in a tie, didn't it?
I think she even beat me even more.
Yeah, like, I think yeah, I got Rachel two won, wrong. Actually. Rachel,
yeah.
You won!
Rachel!
Yay! You guys just made my day!
Oh.
You're amazing, amazing, amazing.
You're amazing.
Jeremy, what? I've listened to the show since I was 13, and I'm now almost 39.
Why you gotta make me feel so old, Rachel? What the hell?
But long-time listener, you guys are the best.
You're so sweet. That's so kind of you.
You've just been so
nice. I love that.
Thank you, Rachel.
But damn, Rachel, why you gotta be like that?
Coming in hot.
You call in, you're like, Katie, I love you. You're gorgeous. I follow you on Instagram. You're the best. And Jeremy, I've been listening to you for like 100 years. You're old.
Just saying.
No,
you
I'm
guys
just
are amazing.
I'm just but. Goofing on you, Rachel. We can't thank you enough for having us on in the morning, and please tell all your friends about us.
Yes, I will.
You're the best. Oh. Katie, what did
Thanks.
She win?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, you
movie
won
passes.
A couple movie passes. Yeah, you're going to go see that new movie, Wuthering Heights, at Regal Colorado Ooh. Center before anybody else,
there
Rachel.
You go.
So good job.
Rachel, you have a heck of a weekend. Say hi to Allie for us, and I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, all right?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Rachel.
Bye, Rachel.
Great winner
so
today.
So much fun.
Really good winner.